Hello, and welcome to John Brown, Violence is the Answer. My name is Frayne Poding, and I will be your host for today. The phrase, violence is not the answer, is one most of us are familiar with. We see it written on posters carried by protesters and printed on bumper stickers. Violence shouldn't be desired, but it is necessary in some cases. Slavery is one of those cases. Most history students who cover slavery in the Civil War in class should, at one point, question whether slavery could have been overcome peacefully. John Brown thought violence was the only way to overcome slavery. Brown's father was an abolitionist, and from a young age he taught Brown that slavery was morally wrong. Together with his strong religious beliefs, Brown's view on slavery was concrete. He would rather die than change his opinion on slavery. His fiery attitude, radical views, and reckless actions led many experts to think that John Brown was crazy. Whether he was crazy or not changes little. Slavery as an institution is violent, and Brown foresaw the need to end violence with violence. Frederick Douglass, on the other hand, had a more passive approach to ending slavery. He believed that through the education of slaves and the exposure of the brutality of slavery to Northerners, slavery would end. Douglass's 1845 narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, an American slave, described his escape from slavery in great detail. Though the book became a bestseller and exposed the American people to the horrors of slavery, slavery was still in existence many years later. Not only was slavery still in effect, but the amount of energy being devoted to preserving or destroying it had increased. For radical abolitionists like John Brown, it was hard to discuss the ending of slavery without acting on your thoughts. It was clear to John Brown that slavery would not end without violence. Douglass had been free for years, and people around the country had read his autobiography, but nothing had changed. The problem was that the change wasn't coming fast enough. Brown had gathered resources and support for his raid on Harper's Ferry. He purchased rifles and made plans for the assault. In 1859, Brown made for Harper's Ferry with some of his abolitionist recruits. If everything worked out the way it was supposed to, Brown would seize the fort. Then he would collect all the muskets and rifles from the armory and continue his advance through Virginia. Slaves would be warned of his plans. As he passed farms, he would free the slaves and arm them. Unfortunately for Brown, history tells a different story of his raid, one that ends with him hanging. Even though the raid was not a success, Brown and his men did leave behind a story that inspired slaves around the country to start revolting. The journal The Texas Slave Insurrection of 1860 describes the increase in fires and resistance of slaves. It is thought that Brown's raid could have been the inspiration for those slaves. Douglass knew that Brown would not have the number of forces he thought he would. It is also worth noting that, although Douglass preached for the peaceful ending of slavery, he himself had to physically fight his master to win his freedom. I found this quite ironic. Although the Civil War was not fought based solely on the idea of freeing the slaves, slavery was ended because of it. Peaceful measures taken to end slavery had not been working, and violence ended up being the only solution. From the Southern point of view, the freeing of the slaves would mean the destruction of their whole economic infrastructure. It is understandable why they would not want to give up their slaves. I'm not advocating for violence to be the answer to every problem, but in the case of slavery, it was the only solution. As Brown said on his way to the gallows,
"I, John Brown, am now quite certain that the crimes of this guilty land will never be purged away but with blood." Glory, glory, hallelujah.